بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate.
الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
All praise be to Allah, the fastener of the heavens and the earth, who appointed angels as his message bearers, having two, three, four wings. He adds to his creation whatever he pleases. Verily, Allah has power over everything. All praise be to Allah, the fastener of the heavens and the earth, who appointed angels as his message bearers. This presumably means that these angels act as the message-bearing intermediaries between God and his prophets, peace be upon them. Alternatively, it might mean that the angels' assignment consists in communicating and putting into effect God's commands. The angels mentioned here are those whom the polytheists recognized as their gods and goddesses. In point of fact, however, they are no more than God's obedient servants. In the manner of a king's servants, they swiftly move from one place to another, carrying out his commands. Being God's servants, however, they are devoid of all authority. All power and authority rests with God, the only true Lord. Having two, three, four wings. It is beyond our ability to know the true nature of the angels' wings. However, God has used this word, that is, wings, to describe the angels, a word used in human language to describe the organ that helps birds fly. Hence, we can imagine that this word approximately depicts the reality that it seeks to describe. The verse also mentions these angels as having two, three, or four wings. This indicates that God has endowed them with various levels of ability commensurate with the nature of their tasks. He adds to his creation whatever he pleases. The wording of the verse suggests that four is not necessarily the maximum number of an angel's wings. Some angels, in fact, have been granted a higher number of wings. According to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the Prophet, peace be upon him, once saw Gabriel with 600 wings. Likewise, Aisha reports that the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw Gabriel in his true form on two occasions. On both occasions, he had 600 wings and he enveloped the entire horizon.
ما يفتح الله للناس من رحمة فلا ممسك لها وما يمسك فلا مرسل له من بعده وهو العزيز الحكيم.
Whatever mercy Allah accords to people, none can withhold. And whatever He withholds, no other will be able to release after Him. He is most mighty, most wise. Whatever mercy Allah accords to people, none can withhold. And whatever he withholds, no other will be able to release after him. This is aimed at removing the polytheists' misconception that some human beings have the power to provide them jobs, grant them children, or cure their ailments. All such polytheistic notions lack substance. Rather, it is God's mercy that provides the help man seeks. Furthermore, none apart from God has the power to bestow any favor on mankind, nor has anyone else the ability to prevent a favor that God wants to bestow. This truth is frequently articulated in the Quran as well as in Ahadith in a variety of ways. The purpose in so doing is to dissuade people from stumbling around, knocking at myriad doors, stretching forth their hands to all possible altars. Only God, and none other than God, has the power to make or mar man's fate. He is most mighty, most wise. God is most mighty. That is, He prevails over all and has absolute sovereignty. None has the power to prevent His will from being carried out. However, along with being most mighty, God is also most wise. Whenever He decrees something, He does so by dint of absolute wisdom. Whenever He grants anything to someone or withholds it from someone, He does so out of His wisdom.
يا أيها الناس اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم هل من خالق غير الله يرزقكم من السماء والأرض لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون.
O people, remember Allah's favor upon you. Is there any creator apart from Allah who provides you your sustenance out of the heavens and earth? There is no God but He. Whither are you then being misdirected? O people, remember, man is asked not to be ungrateful to God, nor to ignore that it is He who has bestowed upon him all his possessions. In other words, this statement serves as a warning. Those who serve or worship any others besides God, or those who ascribe any of God's bounties to others besides Him, or who thank any others rather than God for those bounties, or who seek bounties from others rather than God, are all guilty of ingratitude towards Him. There is no God but He. Whither are you then being misdirected? There is a subtle gap between the two statements made here. One that is filled by the context of the discourse. In order to appreciate this, one should try to bring to mind that the discourse's audience were polytheists. The speaker asks the audience, is there any other than God who has created them and who provides sustenance from them, from the heavens and the earth? After posing the question, the speaker pauses for a while. Now, instead of responding, the whole audience remains silent, none claiming that someone other than God is their creator or provider. This naturally leads to the conclusion that all agree that none other than God is their creator and provider. At this point, the speaker breaks the silence and says, in that case, none other than God can be their deity. All this is crystal clear. Who then is misdirecting them?
وَإِن يُكَذِّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ.
O Prophet, there is nothing novel in it. If they cry lies to you, messengers before you were also cried lies to. To Allah shall all matters be sent back. O Prophet, there is nothing novel in it. If they cry lies to you. That is, the Meccan unbelievers denied the Prophet's contention that none other than God is worthy of worship and service. Likewise, they rejected his claim to be God's prophet, branding that contention as an obvious falsehood. Messengers before you were also cried lies to. To Allah shall all matters be sent back. In other words, people do not become liars simply because the unbelievers pronounce them to be so. The judgment on such matters rests with God. One day, He will make it absolutely clear as to who engaged in falsehood. Moreover, He will also make the liars face the dire consequences of their lying.
Ya ayyuha an-nas inna wa'da Allahi haqq fala taghurrannakum al-hayatu ad-dunya wa la yaghurrannakum billahi al-ghurur.
O people, assuredly Allah's promise is true. So let the life of the world not delude you, and let not the deluder delude you concerning Allah. O people, assuredly, Allah's promise is true. God's promise in the verse refers to His promise in the hereafter. This was alluded to in the preceding verse by saying, to Allah shall all matters be sent back. So let the life of the world not delude you. The unbelievers should not delude themselves into supposing that there is nothing beyond the life of this world, that this life will not be followed by the afterlife, wherein people will be called to account. They should also not fall prey to the delusion that when the afterlife does come about, those who flourish here will also flourish there. And let not the deluder delude you concerning Allah. The word deluder here refers to Satan, which is evident from the following verse, verse 6. To delude as regards God means that Satan persuades some people to believe that God does not exist at all. He leads others to the misgiving that God originally created the universe and made it operational. But thereafter, for all intents and purposes, he has withdrawn himself from it. Thus, he is no longer concerned with the affairs of the universe that he himself created. Satan misleads others into believing that while God is still governing the universe, he has provided no guidance to mankind. All talk of revelation and prophethood, therefore, is simply fraud and deception. Satan also convinces others that they may behave as they please for the simple fact that God is most forgiving and most compassionate. Human beings can, therefore, sin to their heart's fill and still be sure that he will forgive them out of his compassion. Satan may also mislead people into cherishing the notion that all they have to do is firmly attach themselves to God's favorites, for they will see to it that they inevitably receive salvation.
إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا إِنَّمَا يَدْعُو حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ.
Surely, Satan is an enemy to you. Therefore, do take him as an enemy. He calls his followers to his way so that they may be among the inmates of the fire.
الذين كفروا لهم عذاب شديد والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير.
A severe chastisement lies in store for those that disbelieve, but there is pardon and a great reward for those that believe and work righteous deeds. A severe chastisement lies in store for those that disbelieve. By the words, those that disbelieve are meant those who reject God's book and His messenger's call. But there is pardon and a great reward for those that believe and work righteous deeds. God will not only overlook their lapses, but will also reward them more abundantly than what their good deeds amount to.